There are people that routinely make a pilgrimage to Eastern Market in Detroit for some of that great corned beef. E.W. Grobel Sons Incorporated is in its fourth generation, spanning three centuries. They are the oldest producer of corned beef in the U.S. They've been around a long time, and they must be doing something right. Joining us right now is the CEO of the company, Jason Grobel. Jason, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul. How are you
today? I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us. How have you been able to do what you do for so long?
Well, I think it's just a testament to the health benefits of corned beef.
Sounds good to me. No. Talk to my doctor.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, Grobel's was founded in 1883.
Wow.
So we're 136 years old. And I'm fourth generation, and we love what we do. But family business is absolutely challenging, and we've had our share of challenges over the years.
I'm sure. I mentioned, you know, people that make a pilgrimage to get their corned beef from you guys, but other business leaders are also turning to you looking for, you know, advice. You've written that in a book that came out last year called Leading America Back to Work, Reimagining Today's Workplace. So while you're doing something very old world, you're having to do it in the 21st century. That's not easy for all businesses to do, is it?
No, it's not. And, we were the genesis of the book is that we were inspired as many times as desperation is the mother of invention, and we had had an ICE audit, of our I-9s and a number of years ago, and we lost a huge chunk of our workforce, and we had to invent a whole new way to get people up to speed. We lost 50 very talented meat cutters.
Wow.
And they're very difficult to replace. So that was the inspiration for the system, and then we put other things together, and that all led to this book.
Well, where are today's meat cutters coming from? You raise an interesting point.
Exactly. It's always been a challenge. We've always had to hire them and train from within. And we didn't have time to go through the normal 4 to 6 months training process. So what we had to do, and to put it quickly for your listeners, is we had to channel our inner Henry Ford. And if you think about it, over 100 years ago, that's what he did when he took 25 times the man hours out of making a car, allowing him to bring the price down from $10,000 down to $500.
Yeah.
Now but the best part of what he did wasn't just reducing the man hours, which was huge, but he made it possible that farmhands from the South with almost no experience in manufacturing could, on day one, virtually be 25 more times more productive than a master mechanic doing it the old way.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, think about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are definitely, and you know, you look at the unemployment numbers, and more people are working today than were several years ago. But there are plenty of jobs to go around here in this country, aren't there? In fact, there are more jobs than there are people.
Well, that's true, and it's not true, Paul,
mm-hmm.
because there are more jobs than people that are looking for jobs.
Yeah.
However, what the recipes in this book, if you will, open up is how to tap into a workforce that has yet to be tapped into.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ton of people, a huge portion of the population, that's not looking for work, that is on welfare. Now, most businesses have written them off, and because doing it the old way, it's impossible to employ that group of people. But with the secrets here in this book that we reveal, it shows business how to tap into that workforce, and it's extremely profitable for the business. It's life-changing to those individuals, because unless a person's working and loves what they do, they truly are not living a full life, and it's cancerous to the soul.
Yeah.
Unless they're engaged in something that they love to do and they know is productive. And then the third part is it's a huge benefit to society, because we can redirect all of that money going towards welfare programs into rebuilding our crumbling infrastructure. And I don't think anybody, you know, really honestly believes we have enough money to rebuild our infrastructure if we're carrying a huge percentage of the population on welfare. You can't do both. The money doesn't grow on trees. And so this actually is, unlocks the potential for a triple win as more and more businesses begin to adopt the systems laid out here in Leading America Back to Work. It's a system we call ACE. It stands for Attitude, Competency, and Energy. But there's five pillars of how it works.
Well, and obviously, that's why you wrote the book, and we don't have time to go into all those, but give us a sense of what the first step is to getting people to work, and maybe, you know, who these people are. I mean, give us an idea of you know, the typical worker that, or non-worker, really, a welfare recipient that should be and wants to be working. Who are these people, and how do you get them back to work?
Well, they're all around. Obviously, they tend to be more in major cities, but they're throughout the country. And the reality is, I would say, other than the first part we talked about, which is breaking jobs down into the way we did it for the meat cutting, for example, and we're able to train people instead of 4 to 6 months down, we've got that training down to 2 to 3 weeks by breaking the steps into 8 separate steps. Instead of a person trimming a whole brisket, for example, and we're one of the nation's leading processors of briskets, further processors, as if you will, because we sell all over the country. But we break that down into 8 separate steps, so each person just does one of the steps, much like how Dan Gilbert built an amazing company out of, really, you know, everybody thinks he made the money, you know, on mortgages. Well, that's part of it, but the real game changer, what turned him into a billionaire, was reinventing the way you process mortgage paperwork. He made the processing of mortgage paperwork into an assembly line, and he reinvented that business. We've done that in our business, and this book helps people to do it, that gives them the inspiration to do it in their business. And if you can do that, you can take people without a lot of experience and get them in there and get them productive. But you do have to do some other things on the side. And one is we have a revolutionary process of conditioning and bringing people into the workplace. There's a couple of steps that have to be done there that are very, very important.
Well, it's fascinating stuff, and it's how you keep a fourth generation company, thriving in a different environment than when it was founded back in the 1800s. The book is called Leading America Back to Work, and it's reimagining today's workplace by Jason Grobel. You guys are the best down there. You keep up the good work.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. We love to share it. We were inspired, and we just felt, you know, the secrets in this book are, we consider it a competitive advantage, but we want to share that with the community, business community at large, because this is too important. Getting these people back to work is too important. We certainly aren't going to, you know, alone we can't make a dent in it, but together, as a business community, we can make a huge change, benefiting their lives as well as our community and our businesses.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. Jason, great talking to you. Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
Take care. Bye now.
Bye.